Corruption, written by Jessica Shervington and read by Hannah Norris. I waited. Travis slowly started to move. It only took a second. "You've got my M-band." I smiled broadly. "No, Travis, I don't. Gus does. I'm not sure if you ever did your homework on Gus. He is a man of many talents. He was the head programmer at the Clarendon M store, but he liked to moonlight as a hacker, restoring retired M-bands and selling them on the black market along with some other bits and bobs. Basically, there's nothing he can't hack or download onto an M-band. Did I mention I filmed a portion of our meeting back on Roosevelt, including the part where you activated the mines that ended up destroying half the island and taking how many lives?" Travis's face paled. "You see, I've always been good at keeping evidence. We all have skills, and that is what I do very well, Travis. I also happen to have a number of other informative little moments documented from the following day. Let's just say it will be crystal clear to M-Corp exactly who was responsible for hijacking all of their Lust Enhancer labs over the past 3 weeks. The files have all been stored in your M-band in a place where, I promise you, no matter who you go to or what you pay, you will never find. But the second you cross me again, the second I think I can't trust you, all the files linked to your M-band will be sent to the police and to M-Corp security. They'll kill me, Maggie." I nodded slowly. "At least I'm giving you the chance to dig your own grave. It's more than you ever gave me." I turned away from Travis to give him a few minutes and took the opportunity to glance at Quentin, who was watching on. I wondered what he thought of me at this moment. Was he disgusted that I could go this far and be so heartless? Did he think this was easy? Did it remind him of how I'd treated him? I looked away, turning my attention back to Travis.
"Tell me what you need, and I'll make it happen." Travis shook his head. "And for the record, if you'd knocked on my door instead of knocking me out and tying me up, I would have let you in and tried to help anyway, Maggie. Believe what you want, but I wouldn't have sold you out if I'd known you."
I nodded. "And for the record, I wish I had been able to trust you enough to do that." Travis lifted his chin at Quentin, but kept his eyes on me.
"But you trust him, a Mercer."
It was the easiest answer I'd ever given. With all our lives.